Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I am gathering my thoughts because I'm very angry.
Are you angry at me or you're angry at these people?
I'm angry that you think this is not a big deal.
I can demonstrably prove to you that this is not a big deal.
Add it to the stack. I know what the word means. Okay, so there was a woman on Reddit who was writing about how she's pretty upset because she and her husband just got married. They planned this beautiful honeymoon in Italy, the Amalfi Coast. Interestingly enough, that is where we are thinking of honeymooning.
Interesting enough, that's a popular tourist place right now, a destination
Thank you.
Place.
Okay, well then the issue is they then find out that her husband's parents planned a trip the exact same dates in the same place.
Uh-huh.
So now their honeymoon is kind of with her in-laws. To me, this is like such a no-no that I would ask them to change their trip.
She did say they haven't booked anything yet, but the in-laws 100% knew their plans, so it seems like they totally picked
those
dates. Uh-huh. I wouldn't be, I don't know. I don't think I'd be super this. Upset
Just
want, about it.
You know, with the plethora of marriages, I've done this.
Well, only two.
Don't I know, it's still
short.
A plethora.
Don't, what do you mean done. You went on
She
the...
might not know what plethora means.
Hey! You went so on a good. Honeymoon with your in-laws?
Huh? Not my parents, but my brother.
Well, that's not your in-laws, but...
But it's like her, she had to go with some of my family, and we had a great time.
Where'd you guys go?
Mexico.
And to what extent were they involved?
Here's
in the
point. Can I ask you this, Erica? Are you making enough money that when you go on your honeymoon to the Amalfi Coast, are you renting a whole section of beach?
You know damn well right. that I'm not making enough money.
So other people are going to be there.
Other people are going to be there, but no one that I feel responsible to hang out with.
You
no
don't
one
have
that
to hang
I...
out with anybody.
Yeah, you can just... but you know when it's like you're... If it was my fiance's parents, I would feel so guilty.
That's
being like,
you. That sounds like a
not.
You problem.
It's not a me problem. It's a they knew when our honeymoon was and they booked a trip the same
right,
time problem.
Because then every once in a while, if you want, you can go do an excursion with them or not, or don't.
Or have a dinner together or...
It's your honeymoon.
Yeah, I'm with Erica on this one. Why would you want to go do an excursion with them?
Why would you be making
Why would
out?
You want to leave the villa at any point?
Okay.
It's your honeymoon.
Okay.
You know what
then
happens?
If you stay,
you know what happens, man?
I do. I've done it a bunch.
Okay. Again, he's been married twice.
Okay. If you don't want to leave the villa, don't leave the villa. Problem solved.
But you know. Or maybe only T-Hack knows. There are parents who would be like, don't you guys want to get dance? Yeah. Hey,
no,
did you
no,
want to get
you
dinner?
Set up boundaries.
Do you want to rent a boat together? Do you want to have a beach day? Like, no.
Here's what I'm saying. Like, I loved my wife that I went on this honeymoon with, right?
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, these were brothers that I was speaking to.
Oh, boy.
We hung out socially before we got married.
Yeah.
And then we got married. And then, like, we had gone to Mexico together before. Mm-hmm. So we're just in Mexico. We spent tons of time in the villa.
Okay.
And then eventually you come out, you come up for air and you're like, let's go get some coffee. And then you're like, well, this, like, you want to play cards or something? Cause you're sitting by the beach and like, you're like, let's play cards. Well, are card games fun with two people?
Yeah.
Not
we,
really.
We play
Go Fish.
We play gin at least once a week.
Is it more fun with four people?
You can't even play it with four people.
Okay. We play games that are like, and then all of a sudden, oh, there's Scott and Terry. Oh, let's just, we had fun. And then it's like, where are you guys going for dinner? Well, we're going to hit this restaurant. Oh, okay, well, we're hitting this one. Bye. And then like,
okay,
you have built-in friends.
Yeah. You hung out socially with them prior to this.
Yeah.
If it's your in-laws, like your mother and father-in-law.
I hung out socially with them. All I'm saying is.
But do you really want them being like, oh, what were you guys up to all day? You know what? Banging.
Right. Right. Yeah. Okay. Let me just ask you this. Did you go on a honeymoon yet?
I did. Yeah. We went to Martha's Vineyard.
I'm not
quite Italy.
But. No, that's beautiful.
This could be a huge swing and a miss on my part.
Okay.
But I'm going to say a lot of people, honeymoon or vacation, when they get there, they kind of try to make friends while they're there. Like you're at the pool and there's another couple and it's like the two dudes are kind of talking and the girl's like, oh my God, look, we should do a spa day or whatever. And you just kind of make friends while you're on vacation, even your honeymoon. What if you had built-in friends on the vacation? Like built-in people you already know you like that you can choose to spend time with or choose to not spend time with.
You're not getting me.
Would it be different if, like, because I know that you're really close with your siblings.
Yeah.
Would it be different if they went on the honeymoon
with
you?
Be careful.
I think that it would be different to have siblings than parents. And that's what I was trying to say to you, is you don't really hang socially with your parents. I would not want any of my parents there. And I would not want my fiance's parents.
I don't want anybody. I don't want friends. I don't.
Yeah, also on my honeymoon, no friends.
But you didn't want to make friends while you were there?
No.
You've never been on a vacation?
No.
Are you kidding me?
No,
we're like,
I'm serious.
We do go do an excursion and that one couple is there and like they're laughing. And then the next excursion you do, you're like, same couple. And you're like, ah, I saw you on the dolphin tour. And it's like, you kind of talk.
Vacation and honeymoon are two different things.
They're not. Because I banged just as much on both.
Yeah.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.